Köln Campus.
Let's start with a very general question. Which musicians inspire you the most, and who are your musical idols?
So I think the musicians that inspire me the most and my musical idols sort of stem from that old 90s rock. I'm a massive, massive Weezer fan. Rivers Cuomo is my absolute life. Love him to death and back. He is, well, Weezer just have been everything to me for such a long time and are definitely my biggest influence. But I'm also a massive Green Day fan, Smashing Pumpkins, and sort of more recently, I'm a huge fan of Phoebe Bridgers. Everything she does is so beautiful and I can't even cope with it. And she's sort of like the perfect human being to me. So kind of a mixed range, but yeah, loads of 90s rock, loads of whatever's really sad and going to pull my heart out. So Elliot Smith, Phoebe Bridgers, all of that will do it for me. That's for sure.
I saw a post on your Instagram page that had the caption creative process, where you posted pictures of you crying and yawning. I was wondering, can you maybe describe your creative process or songwriting process a little bit? And does it always entail these like crying and yawning parts?
So yeah, I did a post on my Instagram about the creative process and there were photos of me sort of like crying and yawning. And I think I was just trying to be a bit more human with it. And there's so many emotions that go into like any job, but being a musician and, you know, recording and releasing songs, it's you kind of do go on a bit of an emotional journey of, you know, self-doubt. Is this good enough? Is this, you know, is this what I want to do? And I think that's just part of the process. And when you get to the end of it, you look back and you go, oh my God, it was all worth it. Like, thank goodness I stuck with it. So I think I was just trying to keep it real on the Instagram and be like, well, this is how I feel. This is what happens. This is how I get to the good stuff. So definitely.
So you just released your new single, How Am I Still Alive, together with Lydia Knight from The Regrets. How did this collab come about?
So the collaboration with Lydia came from me touring with The Regrets in 2019, it was. And I just absolutely fell in love with them. The nicest band you'll ever meet, super talented. And I guess when I was writing How Am I Still Alive, I kind of think it was very influenced by The Regret sound. And I could really hear Lydia on the verse. And I was like, oh, shall I message it to her? So I just pinged it over and I was like, hey, don't know if you like this song, but it would be great. You know, do you want to sing on it? And she said, yeah. So I was like, wow, this is crazy. She loved the track. So yeah, we started working on it together. And yeah, that's how it came about. It was really sort of organic. And I'm just super happy she wanted to jump on.
I read that you said that the song toys around with the bleakness of everyday life. And I was wondering if the lyrics were also inspired by the pandemic and how that has changed your day-to-day life.
Yeah, so the song is kind of about the mundane parts of life and the verses definitely stem from having that sort of social anxiety of getting used to life in the pandemic and how maybe after that's all over, will I feel strange? Will it be weird? Have I adjusted to this new wave of life? So I think that definitely has a lot to do with it and probably wouldn't have come about without the pandemic. It's definitely sort of brought out a lot of new feelings in me that I don't think I would have found or written about before. So it definitely was impacted by that and how it's changed my daily routine. I think before I didn't even have a routine. So now it's very structured. I get up, I have Weetabix, I write a song, you know, so I think it's, you know, there's better things to do, but writing is great. So we stick with that.
I guess we can say that a big issue at the moment is, of course, not being able to play live and go on tour. But did that time maybe also bring some advantages, like, for example, having more time for songwriting? And how did the pandemic change your work in the last year?
Yeah, I mean, I super miss playing live. It's obviously kind of heartbreaking and it took me a really long time to adjust and I still don't think I have. But it was super sad, obviously, when we all first found out. I was due to play South by Southwest in Texas, so it was very gutting. But I do think, not trying to be overly positive, but I think that I've gained a lot from it writing wise and I don't think I would have ever found this time, you know, in my life to sit down and write, for a year, really, and really like find where I was and get everything out so I could form that into an album. And I think I would have struggled to create the album I wanted to create without having this time. So it sort of spins in roundabouts, but I think I'm really, really pleased with what I've managed to achieve in lockdown, but I'm very, very ready for it to be over now. So take that as you will.
And then final question, what can we expect from your new EP Goober that will be released on the 30th of July this year?
I think you can expect a lot of what I've just sort of said, really. I've really found where I want to be now, and I feel comfortable in pushing myself out of my comfort zone now, and I'm really experimenting with sounds, and the pandemic has given me the time to do that and find my feet and push myself. So I think there'll be a couple of surprises for people in the EP, which is what I'm excited about. I just think it's a more intellectual version of what I was doing before. It's kind of a step up of like, oh, I know myself now. I know my jokes. So I think it's going to be full of a couple of surprises and curveballs. And I'm just really excited for everyone to hear it. So yeah. www.kölncampus.com. www.kölncampus.com.